PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping a report this hour, the IRS is drafting plans to try and cut its workforce of roughly 90,000 people in half through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and incentivized buyouts. The Associated Press says the information comes from two people familiar with the situation who are not authorized to speak on the record. A reduction in force of tens of thousands of people would render the IRS, quote, dysfunctional, said John Kosakin, former IRS commissioner. The reductions are part of the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce through the Department of Government Efficiency. New Jersey's property tax is still the highest in the country, are reaching a record high.
Statistics released by the State Department of Community Affairs show the average property tax bill in the Garden State last year soared above $10,000 for the first time ever. An increase of close to $300 drove the average to $10,095, to be exact. This as lawmakers like Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer have been pushing to restore the so-called SALT deduction. Taxpayers used to be able to fully deduct their state and local taxes on their federal tax return, but the feds imposed a $10,000 cap in 2017. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And if you're still in need of a real ID, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is rolling out a pair of new initiatives to help you get one.
Starting on May 7th, anyone planning to board a domestic flight will need to show either a passport or a real ID. In an effort to meet demand for real IDs, the MVC has created Real ID Thursdays. According to the agency, starting on March 20th, licensing centers will focus on issuing real IDs on Thursdays, adding nearly 4,500 appointments every Thursday. The agency also plans to host real ID mobile unit events on Saturdays, with the first one scheduled for April 5th. People can start making appointments for real ID Thursdays on March 14th. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And is more rain coming? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Windy through the evening hours tonight. We'll have some rain and even a heavier thunderstorm early. Then just a leftover shower late tonight as the wind eases up a bit. We'll see low temperatures in the mid-40s. A cool breeze tomorrow. Intervals of clouds and sun. Highs will be in the lower 50s. And blustery and sharply colder tomorrow night. Lows will drop to near 30 with some clouds. And a gusty wind on Friday with sunshine and some clouds. High temperature 48. Wind chills, though, mostly in the 30s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
All right. 51 in Orange, 54 Hillsboro, 52 Toms River. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.